I'm with Mike Caney. He's with the Indiana Soybean Alliance, the Soy Transportation Coalition, the American Soybean Association. He wears all the hats here. But let's talk about this issue with Chinese ships, Mike. You testified before the U.S. Trade Representative here earlier this week. Explain the issue. This is kind of a complicated issue, but ultimately it seems as though it's another issue of the administration trying to fix this issue with China, which, let's not kid ourselves, there is an issue with China, but it seems like the brunt of this is coming back on farmers again. Is that kind of how you would describe it here?
Yeah, they're trying to get us back into shipbuilding is what they're trying to do, and they're trying to figure out ways to pay for it. But they're talking $1 to $1.5 million as a port fee for ships that dock, you know, in the U.S. with products. So, which eventually will be added to freight rates, which eventually all comes back to us at the farm, that will impact our price. So we'll just say, you know, we could see up to, you know, a 7% decrease in price by putting those fees and coming back to us. And it also puts us out of the competitive market, because they're going to add that fee on in South America and Brazil, all them, they're not going through this, so they won't have those fees added on. So they're even going to be even cheaper than what we are. So we're just not going to be competitive in the market anymore. It's going to kind of knock us out. So that's why it's real important. It's going to take and eventually affect our farm income. I understand that they want to be a competitor in the world global maritime commerce, which that's what they're trying to do, because the U.S. right now is like 0.2% of the actual global maritime commerce, which is very, very low. So I understand what they're trying to do, but I think their solution to this problem is not right for the agricultural community, especially with the already dwindling farm economy that we have already.
And you mentioned that the farm economy right now, it's not looking very, very good. I mean, as you and I talk, we're here at Purdue University. You're here for some board meetings with the Indiana Soybean Alliance. They say that the break-even price for soybeans this year is going to be $11.50, and quite frankly, the price right now closer to $10. It doesn't look all that great. This is just another hurdle for soybean producers that you have to get over, and it seems like these hurdles, they just keep coming. It's like the race is never going to end for you, Mike.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's just another hurdle that we're going to have to jump through and figure out how we're going to be able to farm for another year with the prices the way they are. I mean, right now their prices aren't even trading on the break-even side of things. So somewhere along the line, something's got to give. I guess time will tell what, but I mean, yeah, we're kind of in a pickle right now.
Mike, at this point, for other soybean producers out there, right now it's about raising that voice, right? We need soybean producers to step up and be speaking out on issues like this, issues like the tariffs that are going to be coming out. It's all about, you know, getting involved with organizations like the Indiana Soybean Alliance, like the American Soybean Association, like the Soy Transportation Coalition, which you're chair of. We need more voices out there, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, the farm community is like 0.7% now, and so we're not even 1% anymore being representatives of agriculture. So we have to have a loud enough voice that we can do this for generation to generation. You know, that's like the Indiana Soybean Alliance, the membership and policy committee. That's what they do. It's sending guys out there. It's getting your voice heard. If you're not a member, encourage you to be a member. You know, if you don't have the time to do it, at least contribute to the guys that are doing and going out there. That's one way to do it. But it's important to let everybody know and tell your story of what's going on out here in rural America, because I don't think that the people in D.C. really know what happens out here.